Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, January 18th, 2026. I'm Shaw Gage on Sunday morning. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of the show. Hope you're doing well this morning. If you're on your way to church or on your way to work or on your way home, wherever you may be, I just pray that the Lord will bless you and just comfort you wherever you are. We're going to talk this morning about just being you. You know, I think comparison can be a dangerous trap out there. We're all guilty of doing it. I know I am. But when you start comparing yourself to other people, it always seems to be a letdown. So quit doing that. We're going to talk about how you can just be you and be comfortable in the skin that God gave you and created you to be. So hang out with us, sit back, relax, enjoy some music, grab a cup of coffee, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes, and we'll start talking about how to be you. Welcome back in. I'm Shaw Gage on Sunday morning. Thanks again for listening. I'm going to talk about 1 Timothy 4:12 this morning. It says this: "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." I wanted to share that verse. The Lord laid that on my heart this week, and just kind of talking about just being comfortable in our own skin. I think we all can kind of say, well, I wish I was more like this or more like that. And sometimes that comparison, it can lead to just not healthy mindsets, because you know what? God created each of us individually, and he created us all in his image, which I just think is pretty cool. Because if we take everybody in this town and everybody in the state and we blend them together, and what's that person going to look like? And then we take everybody in the whole country and everybody in the whole world, and then everybody that's ever lived. And I mean, if we all come together and we all are made in his image, how beautiful and majestic is God going to look when we finally get to see him one day? But going back to the individuality, how he created us. I know when I used to teach school, I would get that all the time. And when I was in school, it was like, well, I want to be the best basketball player. I want to be the best singer, or I want to be the best whatever it may be. But God didn't give us all equal talents. He gave us each individual talents, because you see, we're all part of the body of Christ. And just like the right hand is different than the pinky toe, I mean, it's just they serve different functions, and so do we as the body of Christ. So be you. It doesn't matter. I use this 1 Timothy 4:12 because it says, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young. Same breath. Don't let them look down on you because you're old, or because you're, you know, a different race, or you're a different political viewpoint, or whatever it may be. Don't let anybody look down on you. God created you to be you. And so you be you with everything you've got, and don't make apologies for that. I mean, we need to be respectful and all that kind of stuff. But I used to tell my students, I would say, don't give a rip about what anybody thinks other than your parents and the Lord. And when you do that, man, you can really just, you just don't have any reservations about being who you are, and you can be comfortable in your own skin, and life gets a whole lot more fun. You know, and I know when I was younger, I would kind of be more reserved because I didn't, what is so-and-so going to think, or what's so-and-so going to say? Well, you know what? That doesn't really matter, because all that really matters is what God thinks. And when you're in his will and you're doing what he wants you to do, he's going to bless you. So just pray about that, lean into him and say, God, I'm trusting you with this, and I'm not worried about who I'm comparing myself to anymore, or the fact that so-and-so's got more money than I do, or so-and-so can shoot a basketball better than I can, or this person can play musical instruments than I can, and it's just not fair. Don't worry about that. Don't focus on what we don't have. Focus on what you do have, and that the talents that God gave you, and use those to the best of your ability to go help somebody and to put a smile on somebody's face, or to encourage them, or to serve them, or whatever that may be. So we're going to talk more about that today as we just kind of walk through this and go, hey, what is that like? Where did you find peace? Where did you find this or that? And just, and be you. That's my encouragement this morning. Just be you and have fun, because life's too short. And we'll talk more about that here on the other side. Jumping back in on Sunday morning, I'm Shaw Gage. Thanks again for listening. We're talking this morning about just being you and not trying to be something you're not. I know I'm guilty of that. In my sales career, I know it's oh, so-and-so is super polished, and he knows this, or she knows that, and, well, if I could just be that smooth when I talk to my customers, you know, it would be so great. But, you know, at the same time, you turn around and you learn that stuff over time. Whatever your job is, whatever your walk of life is, you kind of get better with age, and you start learning how to do certain things. But one thing I realized years ago is I'm not a very technical person, and there's nothing more I'd love to be able to do than to go in and work with a customer and just help them fix any of their equipment or any of their machines. But that's just not my gift. So I'm so thankful for my friend Melvin, that's his gift. And I can go to Melvin and go, hey, what do I do? And Melvin, man, he knows how to repair those machines, or he knows how to get it working again. That's not my gift. As much as I'd love to be able to do that, it's just not me. So I can't be that. Melvin's been doing that for a long, long time. And at my age, I can't necessarily pick that up and learn everything that Melvin has learned throughout his whole career. He just knows that job, and he knows how to do it, and he takes care of it, and he's excellent at it. So I've got to focus on what I am and who I am and how the Lord created me. And my gift is more relationships and bringing people together and resourcefulness. And so that's what I bring to the table or to the equation, and that's my gift. So I celebrate those and try to encourage myself to lean into those gifts, as opposed to, well, I need to learn how to fix equipment, or I need to learn how to do this or that. That's not my role. That's not my lane. And so I guess what I'm saying is the Lord really impressed upon me is, you know, just stay in your lane and do what you do. I was sharing with a coworker the other day, like, my word for the year is focus. Just focus on 3 or 4 things and be really good at them. Don't try to do 100 things and be terrible at them or okay at them. Find 3 or 4 things that you're good at and lean into that and pray about it. Ask God to show you what those strengths are, those talents are, whatever it may be, if you don't know. If you do know, step out with confidence. Trust the Lord. He's got you. You know, sometimes in life we just have to keep taking a step, not even know if the step's going to be there. But I'm telling you, when you trust in the Lord and you're prayed up and you're reading His Word and you're in a relationship with Him, He's going to have you in His back, or He's going to have you. He's going to have your back, and He's going to allow you to keep stepping and to keep stepping, and He's going to bless you. And, you know, it's not always when you're right, too, because sometimes I'm not prayed up. Sometimes I'm not read up in the Bible, and the Lord still blesses opportunities I have. And I don't know why. I do know it's grace. But we don't deserve that. And that's a whole nother conversation that we'll get into maybe next week. But just trust the Lord, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Trust Him with everything that you have today. If you're struggling, if you're not struggling, just tell Him, Lord, I'm trusting You with what I have. And if you've never done that, try it and see what happens. I'm telling you, He'll blow your mind in ways you never dreamed possible. And you'll be blessed, and He'll be honored, and it makes life so much more enjoyable and so much more fun. It can be scary, it can be exciting, it can be a lot of different things. But you know, when you get out of your comfort zone and you trust Him, that's where you grow as a person. So if you have trouble with that, just trust Him and step out of that comfort zone and get better today. Because you know what, at the end of the day, Jesus loves you, and He just wants you to live a happy life and a blessed life. And if you don't give Him that chance, how are you going to do it? It just doesn't work. It's upside down if we try to take control of it ourselves. And so that's my thought for you today, is just be you and be who God created you to be, and don't make any excuses and don't make any apologies for who God created you to be. Just be you and keep on smiling, because you know what? Jesus loves you. You know, sometimes I think, hey, some people are watching. Sometimes I don't really care if people are watching. But, you know, I think you got to kind of find a balance. It's that, be an example wherever you go and wherever you are, because you never know who's watching. You never know who's paying attention, and you never know who's listening. I've had situations where I've been in front of a group of people or talking to a certain people and just making comments, and somebody would walk up and go, hey, I'm so-and-so, and I'm with another group or another company, and man, I really appreciate what you had to share. Or I've also had it go where I said something I probably shouldn't have said, and it got me in a little bit of trouble. So just think about that. Use your reasoning skills in your brain when you're in certain situations. And, you know, if you're not supposed to say it, don't say it. But if you are supposed to say it loud and proud. And, you know, again, that just gets back to being comfortable in your own skin and knowing what you ought to do, what's right and what's wrong. But you just never know how you're going to impact somebody. You know, I've shared a story on here about the young man who went home from school one day, cleaned out his locker on a Friday afternoon, and brought every book that he had home with him. And every day before that, all the students on the school bus that were mean would gang up on him as soon as they stepped off that school bus in their neighborhoods, and they would knock his books out of his hands, and they would laugh at him and make fun of him, and he just had enough. And this one Friday, he comes home with every book that he had in his locker, and he cleaned everything out, and he got off the bus, and sure enough, the bullies came up and they knocked his books out of his hands, and he just fell down crying and just at the end of his rope, and he was done. And a young man on that bus knelt down beside him and helped him and said, "Man, it's going to be okay. I got you." And he bent over and he helped him pick those books up one by one and stacked them up, and he helped him get them in his arms. As a matter of fact, he helped him carry them home. And as they were walking along the road, they just began to talk and they became friends, and it was just an encouragement that this young man needed. And fast forward 20, 25 years, and the young man who was being picked on and bullied on and had all his books knocked out of his hands and just, you know, just in a lose situation, and he just couldn't get out of it. And, 20, 25 years later, he shared that story, and he said, "Hey, what I want people to know is," he said, "I was at the end of my rope." He said, "I cleaned out my locker because I didn't want my parents to have to come back down to the school on Monday or Tuesday the next week and clean it out." So he said, "I was going home and I was going to commit suicide that weekend." He said, "I just had enough." But because one young man on a school bus on a dirt gravel road stepped out and knelt down beside this young man and encouraged him and just spoke some positivity into his life, the guy's life was saved, and they became lifelong friends. And then that gentleman went on to become a pastor. And it's just an amazing story that just one little comment or one little encouragement or a smile or a hug or a handshake or a high five, whatever it may be, it can be a difference maker. So don't miss those opportunities. God's laying somebody on your heart right now. He is with me. And you reach out to that individual. Make that wrong right, and, you know, extend a courtesy, extend a friendship, extend a whatever it may be, and just reach out. Because you know what? There's so many, everybody's hurting, everybody's struggling with something, and nobody's got this thing called life figured out. So just reach out and be nice to somebody. It doesn't cost anything to be nice, and you can have a huge impact not only on that person, but potentially a whole network of people that person shares that with. So pay it forward, be nice to somebody, and be you, but most importantly, be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ wherever you go, because that's what He wants us to do. You know, we're talking about 1 Timothy 4:12 this morning about don't let anybody look down on you because you're young. And I also say old. I'm not adding to scripture, but I just think that's context of don't let anybody look down on you because of anything. But we should set an example for other believers in our speech and our conduct and our love and our faith and our purity. And been kind of talking about us here lately, the last couple of segments, but this one, it just got laid on my heart this week by the Lord. But we also just don't have to believe something just because someone else says it or someone else believes it. I had a situation at work this week that there's a coworker, and there was a person, an intermediary in between us, that we were trying to work on a quote and an order for a customer, and some things got messed up two or three times. And it was just like, man, this is so simple, but how did it get messed up? And it did. And the person that I was talking to within my company was like, you know, that person that helped us just doesn't know what they're doing. And I just wish our other rep was back and we could get this handled. And it just, almost like what an idiot kind of a thing. And I just started believing that. And I started saying, yeah, that person is kind of silly, you know, or they just don't really know what they're doing. And man, where is our rep? And, you know, I'm calling around trying to find other help and trying to circumvent the individual at the company that had made the mistake, because I just was done with it and had never talked to the individual. But I knew based on my other coworkers' comments that it just, you know, this person was inept and they weren't going to be able to help me. And so I did. I started making other phone calls, and I started, as the day went on, I became more and more frustrated in my head about this individual. And how could you mess this up? I mean, it's so easy. I mean, like, it's just a part number and you plug it in and it's not that big a deal. How could you screw that up like that? And so anyway, I'm going throughout the day, and you know what? About 4:30 that afternoon, that young man, that individual had the nerve to pick up the phone and call me and say, "Shaw, listen, I made a mistake. I apologize. I'm trying to make it right. But I messed up. I was trying to do too many things at once. And I crossed a couple of quotes up and got some numbers transposed, and I did it wrong." He said, "I'm sorry." And he said, "Would you mind if we called the customer right now, and I'll fall on the sword and I'll take the blame and everything?" I said, "You know what? We can do that." And I was very calm with this young man and very just encouraging. And I said, "Hey, look, we all make mistakes, and it's not about the mistakes we make. It's about where we go from here. And also, you know, just make it right. You know, there's nothing we can do about it. Just let's make it right from here. So we called the customer, got him on the phone, and we talked through it. And when we did, man, the customer was elated. He was actually, it worked out. There really wasn't as big a mistake as we thought it was. And it all worked out. And then the customer hung up, and I stayed on the phone with this young rep, and we talked through it about life and about messing up. And I said, hey, man, I learned more from my failures than I do from my successes. But at the same time, just don't repeat those failures, because that's when you get in trouble. But make the mistake, own up to it, correct it, and move forward and learn from it. And so it was just a good reminder for me just to trust my judgment of people and what, you know, my relationship is with people, and not somebody else's. I mean, I had not ever talked to this young man, and because one of my coworkers said da-da-da-da-da, I believed it. But that wasn't the right heart, and that wasn't the right spirit to go into that conversation with. And I knew that, and the Lord stopped me before we had that conversation. I was pretty smooth and calm and collected, and I didn't get worked up with the young man, and we worked through it, we talked through it, we got the customer solved, got his problem solved, and everything was good. So if you're like that, if you're like me, sometimes somebody says something, yeah, how dare they, or can't believe that person did that. I mean, we're good, I'm good about piling on. But don't pile on. If you don't know the situation, if you don't know the person, if you've never talked to them, don't do it. Just wait and have the conversation and find it out for yourself. Because you know what? That's where we get in trouble. You start taking other people's assumptions or ideas. They're not always right. Most of the time, they're not. So just investigate it. Be you. Don't worry about being too young. Don't worry about being too old. But just go out there and check it out for yourself and form your own opinion. And just like I said, don't care what other people think about you. Don't care what other people think about other people. Go learn it for yourself, all right? Let's try to work on that this week. I know I am. So keep on keeping on, and we're going to be back here on the flip side. Go grab another cup of coffee, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes. You know, isn't it just a great day to be alive? The sun's shining, the birds are chirping. It may be a little chilly outside, but man, God is good and Jesus loves you, so don't let anything else get you down. Wanted to share an encouragement. This was kind of cool. I had a moment earlier this week. I was just kind of going. I had a busy week with work, and like all of us just get too busy and almost overwhelmed sometimes, and long days and all that kind of stuff. And one morning I was sitting in my office working, and I was trying to clear out some texts that were on my phone. You know, that little blue dot sometimes will just never go away. So I was scrolling down. I couldn't find this text, and I just kept scrolling, and I never did find it. So I don't know where it was, but I got to the very end of the text, and I don't erase texts, and that's just one of my gifts, I guess, or curses. But I got all the way down to the end of the text, and there was a text from back in 2018, and it stopped me in my tracks, because it was just, you know, sometimes God just gives you nuggets in life. He just blesses you and goes, slow down. Here's you need to hear this. And so what this text was back from April 13th, 2018. And I had just started a new sales job, and the gentleman that I replaced had retired, and he had moved down to Florida with his wife. And he was 62 when he left Birmingham, and he was going to work for our company part-time down on the Gulf Coast while he and his wife eased into retirement. Probably do it for a year, maybe two, and then he was just going to ease on off into the sunset. And you know, Andy and I stayed in touch for quite a while, you know, during all that. And he told everybody that he came into contact with, young and old, he said, figure it out while you're young, save your finances, be able to retire. He said so many men and women in this industry, he said, they just go one more year, and then they finally retire. And what happens is there's some kind of a health diagnosis. It may be cancer, it may be heart attack, it may be a lot of different things. But most of the time when people like that retire, they don't make it more than a year. And Andy would always say that, and he would just get out there and tell people, enjoy life, save your money so you can at least be a little bit youthful in your 60s and you can go enjoy what you've worked so hard for. And I listened to him, and I took it to heart. And I would encourage people, if you're hearing that, yes, that's absolutely true. We should definitely be trying to think about that point of our life as we get older. But I guess I was kind of just a new salesman, and I'd gone from teaching school and coaching and a pretty easy schedule, comparatively speaking, to being pushed back into sales. And here we go. And man, it was just like, you know, you're working all kinds of hours and not getting much sleep, and you're waking up in the middle of the night and thinking about it. And I can almost remember that mindset when I texted Andy. You know, I said, hey, you know, it's all good. I said, just staying busy and can't sleep much, but man, business is good. And Andy responded back to me, and I found that the other morning and said this, and he said, man, you have to get old enough to do it, dude. Talking about retirement, he said, you have to get old enough to do it, dude. He said, I'll be 63 in a couple of months. You just have to get an end game together and at some point and manage expectations. He said, you of all people know that tomorrow is not promised. My cutoff point and my, quote, deal, unquote, with God was max out until 62. Funny making a deal with God, but he allowed me to do it. Manage expectations as you're no good to your kids if you're dead. Just saying. And I went, whew, what a great reminder. Fantastic. Thank you, Andy K, for giving me that encouragement back several years ago. But what I want to tell you about Andy is Andy finally retired from our company. And about 6 months after he left Birmingham, he decided, he worked with us for about 6 months, and he said, you know what, I've just got to retire. I'm going to go on and just enjoy it. And I can't keep a foot in both the working world and the retirement world. I'm just going to go on. We're going to do it. And so he finally retired. And I did keep up with him a little bit, tried to leave him alone, but every now and then we would. But Andy sent me that text, and, you know, about 6 months after he sent that text, Andy Cave had a massive heart attack, and he passed away. And it was just earth-shattering because it was like, here's this guy that saw it, he knew it, and, you know, he thought he had figured it out. And he did. He got a brief glimpse of retirement. But at the end of the day, same thing he told and warned everybody about, it happened to him. So you know what? Take that perspective. Enjoy every day. You never know what you've got left. I mean, we all have an expiration date, and at some point, we're going to go home to be with the Lord. But you can't dwell on that, and you can't worry about that. All you can do is enjoy each and every day. So do that. Live your life to the fullest, and make a difference along the way. Thank you, Andy Kay, for sharing that so many years ago, my brother. All right, be you. Do you get it? Can you be you? Are you confident enough to know that, hey, I am who I am because God created me that way? And I hope you are, because you know what? Like I said earlier, I spent a few years in my younger adult life worrying about what other people thought and worried about what other people said. But you know what? It just doesn't matter what other people think. I would tell my students again, back when I was a school teacher, I would say, look around. There's 25 kids in this classroom or young people in this classroom, and you're worried about what every one of them thinks. But just take a look around, because I said, trust me, when you get to be old like me, you look around, you might have two, maybe three people that you still stay in contact with. And those are your best friends. And those are the ones that you stick with through thick and thin, and they stick with you too. So, you know, if friends being friends, those lifelong friends, they're not going anywhere, and they're going to love you regardless, and so is your family. But just be you and be proud of who the Lord created you to be. And don't let anybody look down on you for any reason. I don't care if it's your age. I don't care if it's your race. I don't care if it's your political identity. I don't care if it's what denomination or what church you go to. It doesn't matter. God created us all in His image. And so we've all got to come together and respect the body of Christ. You know, if the nose is fighting against the kneecap, or the right shin's fighting against the left shoulder, whatever it may be, the body's just not going to function as well as it possibly could. But when everything's in harmony, when everybody's getting along and everybody's encouraging one another and working together for the good of God, it is a blessing, and it all just works, and it's so cool. So that's my encouragement to you this week, and that's my prayer for each and every one of us this week, is that we'll trust Him a little bit more, especially in this field where, you know, we're all human and we are all a little, you know, self-conscious when you get right down to it. But at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. All that matters is what God thinks of what you're doing, and are you living for Him or are you not? So, you know, it's just at the end of the day, that's it. So be an encouragement to others. Be you. You know, I like to talk. I like to encourage, but some people aren't built like that. Are you a servant-hearted person? Are you a behind-the-scenes person? Are you a person that likes to get up and have those conversations or get in the middle of all of it? Wherever you fit in on the grand spectrum of personalities, you've got something to offer, and God gave you that gift for a reason. So don't hide it. Don't put it under a lampshade. Don't do any of that kind of stuff. Man, shine your light. Shine your light as bright as you can and be who God created you to be. I just can't express that enough. You know, if you'd have told me 30 years ago I'd be sitting in this chair doing what I'm doing, I'd have been scared to death and going, no way. But over time, the Lord just gave me opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to get better. And to get better and to trust my faith in Him and to just encourage others and let them know whatever they're going through, it's going to be all right. And that's my goal each and every week. And I appreciate you guys that are listening out there. My goal each and every week is just to go, hey, I don't know it all. I'm not a preacher. I'm not trying to get anybody's business. This is just what the Lord has laid on my heart this week. And if it encourages you or helps you in any way, come on back again next week and we're going to do it again. And that's just, you know, where it is. I'm going to give a shout out to my nephew, Jeremiah. And he told me this not long ago. We sat down and had dinner together. And he said, you know, Uncle Shaw, he said, everybody in life has a superpower. And at first I was like, what? But, you know, I've been thinking about that for a couple of months now. And he's so right on. I mean, everybody's got that gift. Everybody's got that superpower. You just got to figure out what it is. And once you do, man, trust the Lord with it and lean into it. And he's going to move mountains. He really will. Trust me. So trust him today. Lean into your gifts. Lean into your superpower. And if you don't know what it is, pray about it. Man, God wants to bless you. God wants the best for you in life. So trust him with that today and ask him where you're supposed to be or what you're supposed to do. And if you don't know, if you do know, keep on doing it and keep being an encouragement because, man, you're moving mountains. But if you don't know, pray about it. He'll tell you where you need to be and he'll lead you where you need to be. Thank you for being a part of it today. Hope you have a blessed week, and I'll see you back here next week on Sunday morning.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065 radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.